Namaste. FYI, I hired some help for marketing. My newsletter content won't change, but you might see ads on social media or get emails from my marketing team encouraging you to upgrade to the paid plan if you aren't already on it. Marketing isn't my thing, but I realize it's important. I'll let somebody else take the lead on that. Make sure you got my update from November 16th, 2022, and you can get that update by tapping the button below. I found some summaries of the FTX Alameda mess. There's still a lot we don't know and some things we may never know. Here are some articles that may fill in the blanks. You can get those articles by scrolling down below. Now, Genesis, a prime brokerage, needs to plug a $1 billion shortfall ASAP. If you haven't taken your crypto off of exchanges and into your own custody, now's a good time to do it. At least sell your USDT before Tether gets too wrapped up in the FTX fallout. Alameda was one of Tether's biggest customers. Speaking of getting different stories from different sources, as I'm sure you are well aware from all the different people saying all sorts of different things, get that tweet from ZachXBT, and you can get that by scrolling down about misinformation being spread on Twitter. With some firms, funds, projects, and exchanges in distress, you might worry about the miners. Miners have had it rough for a while, but as a whole, they've sold at a fairly constant pace throughout 2022, with some blips upward here and there. Most recently, a massive transfer from the Binance mining pool to the Binance exchange on November 9th. Cue the conspiracy theories. Some of the biggest distressed miners have already sold most of their bitcoins, and as a proportion of the total market, miners hold less bitcoin than they have in a long time. If you believe CryptoQuant's data, known miner wallets haven't held this few bitcoins since early 2021, when they dumped a ton of it on the market. If you believe Into the Blocks data, known miners haven't held this few bitcoins since 2010. I'm not sure it matters now. With so few buyers and sellers, it won't take much to send prices up or down. So Mark, how does this compare? How does this bear market compare to the others and questions of this sort? Well, first, I'm not using bull and bear markets anymore. It's just crazy market. We'll just call it crazy market. But if you want to know my answer of how this bear market compares to the others, your words, not mine, you can get the video below. Scroll down and you can see that, and then you get my thoughts on that. Last, the jobs corner. Art Blocks is looking for a senior project manager. Elixir is looking for a front-end React developer. CoinTracker is looking for a protocol specialist. Mirror is looking for a design lead. OpenSea is looking for an on-chain data analyst. Nansen is looking for a data engineer. Yellow is looking for a Golang developer. MetaMask is looking for a cryptography specialist engineer. And Recur is looking for a product operations specialist. You can get a link to all of those opportunities by scrolling down. These jobs come from the Tools for Crypto newsletter. If you'd like to post a vacancy here for free in my newsletter, email Mark at markhelfman.com, and as always, check out Tools for Crypto's newsletter. Relax and enjoy the ride.